President Volodymyr Zelensky has said that the war in Ukraine began with Crimea and must end with its liberation. The Ukrainian president was speaking after a string of explosions hit a Russian airbase there, killing one person. President Zelensky did not mention Tuesday's blasts, but said, "Crimea is Ukrainian and we will never give it up." Russia's defense ministry said ammunition detonated at the base. Meanwhile, Ukraine denied any responsibility for the explosions. Crimea is internationally recognized as part of Ukraine, but the Black Sea Peninsula was annexed by Russia in 2014 after a referendum which the global community sees as illegitimate. Many Ukrainians see it as the start of their war with Russia. We can talk now to Dr. Jenny Mathers, senior lecturer at the Department of International Politics at Aberystwyth University and an expert on Russian politics and security. A very good afternoon to you, Dr. Mathers, and thank you for talking to us this afternoon. First of all, you might give us a comment about these explosions at this Russian airbase in Crimea. Now, Ukraine is saying it wasn't responsible. The Russians are saying there was some ammunition detonated, but there does seem to be a belief that this was the result of a Ukrainian missile or other attack.
That's right. I mean, I think the Ukrainians are probably being very clever to not take responsibility at this point because they want to maintain some operational secrecy around precisely what weapons they've got, where they're operating from, and so on. And there is a suggestion that this might have been the result of partisans working kind of behind the lines. So we don't know exactly who is responsible or exactly how this happened, but the strong supposition is that Ukrainians were responsible for it in some way. It's unlikely that the extent of the damage was caused by something sort of accidental explosions of some ammunition. So it's really devastating damage here that was done to this airbase and to the aircraft that were on it. And indeed, there was, you know, damage some distance away from the actual blasts.
What then is the significance of these comments from President Zelensky? Now, we know Ukraine has never recognized, as indeed is the case with the international community, Russia's annexation of Crimea. But President Zelensky raising its possible retaking at this moment in the conflict.
Well, I think it is a significant statement in that it indicates a great deal of Ukrainian optimism. I think that they feel that the momentum is with them, with all of the weapons and other forms of support that NATO countries have been providing for them, and other countries as well have been providing for them over the past several months. They're really starting to see the returns now, and we're seeing the Ukrainian army very clever in the way that it uses these weapons, being very strategic in what kinds of targets they attack, for example, ammunition dumps, fuel dumps, depots, command centers for Russia, that sort of thing. So they're really degrading Russia's ability to wage this war. And I think the fact that he's mentioning Crimea as a target for the war, as a war goal for Ukraine, is very significant. And it definitely marks a new phase in Ukraine's view of how this war is going.
And what about the Russian view in relation to this? I mean, we know that Moscow President Putin claims that all of Ukraine is Russian. He doesn't even recognize its right to exist. But Crimea in particular, how important is that to the Russians?
Well, it's very important for a number of reasons. There are some historical connections, you know, going back to when, you know, Nikita Khrushchev transferred the territory from Russia to Crimea to Ukraine in the 1950s, you know, further historical ties than that. The fact that a lot of the people who live in Ukraine, even before the annexation, were themselves Russians. Many of them were the retired officers of the Black Sea Fleet and their families. So it's an area which has got a special place in Russia's heart, and where a lot of the people who have been living there do actually feel themselves to be Russian.
And just a final question, Dr. Mathers, what do you think might be the United States and NATO's view of the Ukrainian war aims now extending to the retaking of Crimea? I mean, we know there's a lot of weapons support and other support being given by the West to Ukraine. How would a move of the war in that direction be viewed by Ukraine's supporters and allies outside the country?
Well, I think the countries that are giving Ukraine this support have been very clear that the war aims are for Ukraine to set, not for other countries to set for them. And that their view is that Ukraine needs to, you know, be victorious in the sense of reversing Russia's invasion. And if Kiev chooses to define that as including pushing Russia out of Crimea, I certainly think that the public view from Western leaders mm-hmm. will be that they will support this as a war aim for Ukraine.
Dr. Jenny Mathers from Aberystwyth University, thanks very much for talking to us.